Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twitter poll over the weekend. Who is a better backup quarterback? Mitch Trubisky at 42%, Andy Dalton at 22%, Jacoby Brissett 27%, Sam Darnold at 9%. Today's Twitter poll, what was the most compelling sports to watch yesterday? Golden Knights versus Stars, PGA Championship, or Heat versus Celtics? I don't have those numbers right now, but I will update with you those later whenever I pull it up. But Jeff, like I said, yesterday was a nice, compelling, relaxing sports day in May, and you can't ask for anything better than that. What was your favorite event from yesterday? I think I kind of know what it is.
Yeah, it was the PGA, but I mean, I'm sitting there at the ballpark looking out over the view that never gets old on what was a perfect weather day. And yeah, the PGA Championship. I may have been keeping an eye on that along with watching the Pirates game. I mean, that event, I still traditionally like it in August because there were a lot of really good events in May. But, man, I mean, I'm so glad a live guy won it.
Oh, I know. I know.
Especially the PGA Championship.
It's just something about the back and forth there. I mean, that is what golf needed, I think, in some respects. You know, we got the DeChambeau Koepka little back and forth, what, about a year or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of went away. That died down. And I always thought that golf needed that. They needed that back and forth. They needed that, you know, rival between somebody so it compels people to watch. Now it's, you know, live guys attending PGA events and them winning it. And obviously people being on one side and the other side. It's fantastic for the sport.
It's like a reunion.
Yes.
You know, like those guys you hadn't seen in a while, all of a sudden you remember how much you miss them. You know, DJ, DeChambeau, Koepka.
I mean, Mickelson. Even him just
being out Cam there. Smith even, you know, because he's got that look and he's got a good – and he can play the game. I mean, it's just got to happen that these two – there's some tournament where the live guys play the PGA guys.
Ryder Cup?
And you know what it has? Oh, a Ryder Cup type would be amazing. You know how much money they would make from that?
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't think they're altruistic with their values. Like, oh, I'm gonna go out so I can make it better for the younger. No, they were out for themselves when they left. But you saw purses increase in the PGA. You saw different rules because those guys went out and did that.
It's fantastic. I love the competition between the two. And, you know, even – you know, talk about yesterday, sitting there watching sports. I mean, Golden Knights, Stars, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's at that point, and then Heat, Celtics. It's at that point where it's like, all right, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. You know, whoever advances in the NHL playoffs or the NBA playoffs is going to the finals. So, Heat, Celtics yesterday, the Heat just put it on the Celtics. Dude. They were up by 30 at one point. They won by 26 points. I don't think anybody saw this coming from the Heat.
No. I mean, you had credit for that. And I think finally what's happening is Eric Spoelstra is getting his due respect. Like they're looking at this guy like, hey, this guy can coach. Like this isn't just he won because LeBron was down there, you know, and they had the big three down. It was more than that. Like someone had to orchestrate that. And now with not as good a team, I mean, you can imagine, I bet you there are some headaches coaching Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, beyond all the X's and O's, just to be able to handle that personality – and then make it work with the other guys, this guy is...
I mean, his supporting staff, though, I mean, it's not the greatest. You know, that's the thing. Like, I mean, he has, you know, Caleb Martin coming off the bench. And, you know, guys, we talk about role players. We talk about role players being starters with the Pirates. And that's kind of where they're at. And it's like, all right, well, these guys aren't actual starters. If they had actual starters, then they probably would be playing better baseball. But then you look at basketball, you look at the Heat, and the role players aren't starters, but the role players are doing so well in their role, they might as well be starters. And Jimmy Butler's supporting cast, like I said, like coming off the bench, if you look at the other series, if you look at Denver, coming off the bench, you have, you know, Bruce Brown, you have all kinds of guys that could be starters in the NBA and were starters. Miami Heat has guys coming off. I mean, Kyle Lowry's the only one really to come in there, and the production doesn't slow down.
Well, and what, Caldwell Pope is on Denver. Like, right. that's a guy you want to have in those situations. And Miami just plays – it reminds me in a way of without – of kind of the Popovich when they had the really good teams and they could just sub guys in there and they had a system and they played as one. Miami – yeah, they lean on Jimmy Butler when it really matters, but they play as one, especially defensively. I mean, they've done a hell of a job with maybe limited exceptions where they've allowed Boston some threes when they've had some success in this series, but for the most part, I mean, they're frustrating them, and they just got them to roll over yesterday.
Are you a fan of the hoopla that goes on during the games and before the game and after the game in Vegas, even football too? I mean, Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, there's so many in-game things that go on that just kind of screams Vegas. Are you a fan of that stuff?
I want each town to be themselves.
Yeah.
So Vegas should be that way, right? I mean, I don't think that would work in Buffalo.
Right.
Or in Pittsburgh even. But it's Vegas. So, yeah, I love that. I love the energy of the Stanley Cup playoffs and how, I mean, it's not like we're that far removed from it. I mean, we remember, like, every play you're hanging and every loss you're done. Every win you're going to win the cup. And it was just two mistakes by Dallas yesterday. One tied the game, one ended the game. And the only thing I would say about – I know people complain about the four overtime game because it's too long. Call penalties and you wouldn't see four overtimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop letting these penalties go in the playoffs. Let these teams play like they did in the regular season. Then you wouldn't say that. Or you wouldn't see these long games because eventually these teams would score with the extra man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.